Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Key conditions for ending the war completely. Some nasty weather making a mess of travel plans for a lot of people headed into the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
That rare May nor'easter leading to messy travel for millions. The storm delaying hundreds of flights from New York to Boston Thursday as a record number of people hit the roads and skies for the holiday weekend. Passengers packing airports coast to coast.
ABC's Matt Rivers, the big travel day, a test for Newark Airport, which has been plagued by staffing shortages, equipment failures, and construction on its runways. In Washington, D.C., a man accused of shooting and killing those two staffers at the Israeli embassy has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez from Chicago could face more charges soon. This is ABC News. A lot of firsts will lead the Indianapolis 500 field to the green flag on Sunday. ABC's Will Clark is in Indy with more.
Rookie Robert Schwartzman went from the slowest car in the first practice session to the first rookie pole sitter since 1983. The 25-year-old also the first Israeli to qualify for the Indianapolis 500.
The thing that made me sit here now in this position, I think, is just the right team mentality. You don't need to be a genius. You don't need to have incredible experience. You just need to have a good people around you as a team.
Schwartzman's debut in the greatest spectacle in racing will take place before the first complete sellout of Indy's 250,000 reserve seats, the first time that's happened since 2016. At the Indianapolis 500, Will Clark, ABC News.
Weather forecast for Indy this weekend, sunny and a high of 67. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nothing says spring more than beautiful floral displays. Hi, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. We currently have a number of colorful floral pieces for decorating your living spaces or remembering your loved ones with thoughtful, memorable tributes. Our convenience store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we are located on the historic Court Street in beautiful downtown Richland Center. I invite you to stop and visit us soon.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now, 608-738-8765, and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
These are all the things you would hear upon getting into and starting your car. Going wherever the road takes you. It's just, there was one sound noticeably missing.
Oh, man.
Remember, click it or ticket. You don't want to fine, and it just might save your life. So don't risk it. Click it or ticket. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. During the Second World War in Europe, a father carrying his young son rushed from a building that had just been bombed. Ahead in their front yard was a shell hole. Amid the smoke, ash, and flying debris, the father set down his son and jumped into the hole, seeking shelter as quickly as possible. He held up his arms and shouted, "Jump, son, I'll catch you." But the boy, terrified, cried, "Father, I can't see you." Delay meant certain death. Against the red glow of the sky, the father could see the shadow of his son standing overhead, and he called again, "Jump, son, for I can see you." The boy jumped and was saved because of his implicit trust in his father. How is your faith in God? Faith like that comes from an intimate relationship with the Father who can see what we cannot and who can overthrow the fiercest of opponents. God honors faith like that. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, quiet weather lingers across most of the Midwest right now. You have to go way up to the eastern part of Upper Michigan to see a couple of showers at this time, and then over the eastern Great Lakes as well. That system, though, is gradually shifting away from us. Generally, the weather the next several days will feature a mix of sun and clouds, cool temperatures, which will gradually be moderating. Right now, we're running about 8 or 10 degrees below normal, but we should climb back up to normal by the mid-portion of the upcoming week. No organized storms or fronts projected to come through either. Just a couple of weak disturbances from time to time in the early to mid part of next week could bring us a few sprinkles or a light shower or two during the afternoons, but overall very small amounts. So it should be some nice weather for getting out and gardening. Also good for heading out for those Memorial Day observances and just generally enjoying yourselves over the next week or so. Here's that forecast now for today. Partly sunny and tranquil with a high near 63. North wind between 5 and 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy to clear. Chilly tonight, dropping to 37. There might be an isolated spot or two that gets a little frost. Partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow, high in the mid-60s, north wind between 5 and 10. On Sunday, pleasant and mild with partly cloudy skies, low near 40, high of 69. As we head into Memorial Day, partly cloudy, remaining mild, low about 43 with a high near 70. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, some spotty showers are possible. Low 46 with a high of 68. Wednesday breaks of sunshine, a 30% chance of a brief shower. Low in the upper 40s, high near 71. And Thursday feeling a bit more summer-like with partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s. Still a very small chance of an afternoon shower storm. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently, currently in Richland Center. We're at 47 degrees. Yesterday's high was 61. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high for May 23rd. We go back to the year of 1972. It was 89. Record low, 24 in 1963. Last year's high temperature was 78, while the low was 49. Sunset will happen at 8:27 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:29 tomorrow morning. Northeast winds are at 3, barometer at 30.23. No precipitation today. With sunshine, it is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Coming up, a look back at sports from last night. Lots of highlights in track and field. Baseball, softball regionals opened for some teams. Richland Center played a regular season softball game and won. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher hit the 200 strikeout plateau for the season. And so we'll have some highlights of local sports coming up. Plus, Mike Clemens has a look at state sports with us. He'll check in from Green Bay a little bit later on today here on Sports. It is courtesy of Hillsboro Equipment and the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Here comes the pitch. Reached out and bounced toward short. Deep in the hole, they're going to go to second high, and the Hornets are going to win it. Hornets are going to win it as Brady Dosh comes in to score. And the Hornets win it in walk-off fashion.
I'm Phil Nee. Here's a look at local sports from yesterday. Richland Center won 6-5 over Platteville in the bottom of the seventh last night. The game was played at North Park in Richland Center. The Hornets lost just 2 weeks ago in Platteville by the same score under similar circumstances. Senior Jacob McDonald pitched 6 innings with 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he gave up just 2 hits. Freshman Finn Lemke worked the seventh and gave up a hit while walking 1 and striking out 2 to get the victory as he kept the game tied until the Hornets got the winning run. Trenton Mum went the distance and suffered the loss for Platteville. With 2 on base and 1 out in the seventh, Isaac Gauld put the ball in play, and the Hillman threw wildly to second base as Brady Dosh came around to score and made the final 6-5. Dosh scored 3 of the Hornets' 6 runs. Jacob McDonald and Finn Lemke each went 2 for 3 with a double. Richland Center had 7 hits. Jonah Vorwall was on base 3 times and had 1 of Platteville's 3 hits. With the win, Richland Center is now 8-12 and 4-5 in the league. They will host Dodgeville Tuesday night to wrap up the regular season and then travel to Lodi to open the WIAA tournament on Thursday. The loss knocked Platteville out of first place in a tie with Dodgeville. They are now 6-3 in the league and 10-9 overall. They have a game against Edgewood Saturday and will wrap up the league against Lancaster on Tuesday. Lancaster was a winner over River Valley last night, 6-2, and Dodgeville stayed on top in the league, improving to 7-2 with a 2-1 victory over Prairie du Chien. DeSoto knocked Weston out of conference contention last night with an 11-0 victory. The win by DeSoto means Seneca will win the Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball Championship this year. Riverdale held on to defeat Darlington by the score of 14-12 last night. Ethan Cagle was 3-for-3 with 4 RBI, while Henry Drone would go 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. Chase Chitwood would hit a 2-run home run, while Eli Campbell would collect 2 hits for the Chieftains. In baseball action elsewhere, River Ridge 5-2 over Belmont. It was Iowa Grant beating North Crawford 6-4. Wonewoc Center 2-1 over Nisita. Boscobel 4, Fenimore 3, Lafarge 7-3 over Kickapoo, Reedsburg 7, McFarland 2. WIAA softball tournament action last night. The Weston girls saw their softball season come to an end in the regional as the Wildcats of Lafarge came back for a 10-6 win over the Eagles. Weston had the lead from the beginning, took the first inning lead, scoring two runs on three walks and an RBI by Valerie Bauer. Later, Haley McGlynn held with a two-run single, giving Weston the lead. The Eagles took the lead back in the fifth in the seesaw battle, Lafarge eventually scoring the win as they picked up some runs in the bottom of the sixth inning to make it a final of 10-6. Lafarge moves on and will face Ithaca, which had a first-round bye. Winnewick Center 12-0 over North Crawford in five innings. Pecatonica 8-7 over Southwestern in 11 innings. Potosi Cassville 8, Benton Scholesburg 4. Division 4, Riverdale 15-0 over Boscobel. The Chieftains advance in the tournament to play Mineral Point. It was Darlington 5, Parkview 3. Westby got the win against River Valley last night, 10-9 in eight innings, ending River Valley's year. Also, it was Lacrosse Logan over Sauk Prairie, 8-4 in Division 2. Games that were not tournament games but still played last night, softball action, Richland Center edged Platteville 1-0 in that makeup game. Fenimore 14-12 over Dodgeville, Cashton 12, DeSoto 2, Reedsburg 8-2 over Cambria Friesland, and Portage 3-2 winners against Lodi. In high school soccer, Richland Center traveled to Dodgeville to battle Dodge Point, and the conference matchup saw Dodge Point win 5-0. Hornet players playing a solid game overall, according to coach Shawnee Fink. With two more regular season games left, the Hornets are looking for more improvement as the season winds down. Key players to this solid performance was keeper Lily Tidrick with 14 saves, speedy defenders Sylvia Schmidt and Harper Glassbrenner, and solid midfield play by freshman Rowan May, who is back after facing some injuries. Next up are two conference matches, Tuesday and Thursday at 5, to round out the regular season. River Valley tied Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca 1-1 last night in soccer, and Reedsburg 9-1 over Portage Poinette. The River Valley boys golf team won the Southwest Conference meet, played at Galena yesterday by 17 strokes. River Valley shot a 335 to get the job done. Conference track meet, Southwest Conference at Dodgeville last night. Richland Center boys finished fifth. The Richland Center girls were fourth. Some highlights in the girls 4x8. It was Grace Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Addie Lawless, and Rachel Waterfall finishing second as a unit. The Richland Center boys 4x8 with a fifth place finish. Harrison Carpenter, Henry Clancy, Henry Martin, and Andrew Melby. In the girls 100 meter, Charlie Bailey was fifth. For the boys, Aiden Hill of River Valley third and Wesley Hatfield fifth. The girls 100 meter hurdles, Danica Pauls, Richland Center fourth, Brooklyn White, River Valley fifth. In the 200, Charlie Bailey, Richland Center second, Gina Klein of River Valley was fourth. In the 200 meter boys dash, Aiden Hill, River Valley second, Wesley Hatfield finished fifth. Some of the other events from yesterday, it was Brielle Grant of River Valley finishing fourth in the 1600. The boys 1600, Richland Center's Ryan Stadler was fourth. In the boys 4x2, Richland Center a first place, and they continue to impress with a 131-51. Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, Mason Jelenic, and Kevin Hernandez finished just ahead of River Valley, which was second. Wesley Hatfield, Spencer Sackett, Lucas Klein, and Aiden Hill. Molly Moss of River Valley was third in the 400. Also, Richland Center's 4x1 relay team was fourth. Lacey Allball, Riley Banker, Pippa Ewing, and Soleil Ewing ran that for the Hornets. In the 800-meter run, Robert Budden, Richland Center, first place, 202-15, and is a conference champion. Brielle Grant, River Valley, third in the 3200. Pearl Fretz, Richland Center, was fourth. The boys, 3200. Ryan Stadler, Richland Center, third. In the girls' 4x4-meter relay team, Richland Center finishing third. Lacey Allball, Charlie Bailey, Riley Banker, and Grace Fretz. The The boys 4x4, Richland Center first place, $328.99. Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, and Kevin Hernandez. Danica Pauls, a 9-6 in the pole vault, second in the conference. Devin Woodhouse, Richland Center, third in pole vault with 12 feet, his top. Also in the long jump, Soleil Ewing, Richland Center, a conference champion. And also Pippa Ewing was fifth. Reagan Sackett, River Valley, was fifth in the triple jump. Madeline Huber, a conference champion in the discus throw and in the shot put, leading Richland Center. Also, Grady Graham of River Valley was third in the boys' discus throw, and Grace Fretz, Richland Center, third in the 800-meter run. Among the highlights and events yesterday at Dodgeville, the top school was Lancaster for boys, 162 to Platteville's 101. For the girls, Lancaster first, 182.5, Prairie du Chien second at 94. Ithaca Weston was a part of the North Crawford Ridge and Valley Conference meet yesterday. Baltasar Kaiser was fifth in the 100. Also, the 800 was Clayton Lee taking first place. He also was first in the 1600, a conference champion there, and a conference champ in the 3200. Big day for Clayton yesterday. 4x2 relay team, John Hash, Randy Picardo Flores, Gage Busher, and Baltasar Kaiser. Third place. Third place for the 4x4. It was Sam Jones, John Hash, Deacon McDonough, and Baltasar Kaiser with their personal record, and a 4x8, which finished second, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, John Hash, Deacon McDonough, and Sam Jones. Carrick Thompson, fourth in pole vault, John Hash, fifth in triple jump. For the girls, for Ithaca West and Tristan Peterson, third in the 100 hurdles. The 4x1 was fifth, Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, Jaden Boland, and Bailey Wanless. The 4x2 was fourth, Jaden Boland, Maggie Kirshner, Bailey Wanless, and Faith Stanitska. And the 4x8 was third, Jaden Boland, Faith Stanitska, Holly King, and Maggie Kirshner. Bailey Wanless, fourth, with a PR in the high jump. Long jump, Tristan Peterson was fourth. In the discus, Holly King finished third. And in the shot put, Holly took second place. Team scores, Kickable Lafarge won the event big, taking first in the boys with 189, and in the girls, 219. Kickable Lafarge with a big day yesterday in the conference championships at North Crawford. We'll have a look at state sports coming up in a moment here on WRCO.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Mike Clemens is in to talk with us on a Friday. Mike, the Brewers waited it out last night, but got a win in Pittsburgh. How about that?
Yeah, forecast, you know, by yesterday morning said 100% chance of rain, and they had it, and then they played like six innings in a kind of a mist, and then they were two outs, I think in the top of the sixth, maybe it was the bottom of the sixth, and then the ump said, that's it, timeout, and they called for the tarp. 1 hour and 50-minute delay, but the Brewers held on, and they won last night 8-5. Carlos Rodriguez, Murph was really complimentary of him, because here he'd come in after Aaron Savalle, who had made his first start after missing all this time since, like, March with a hamstring injury. This Rodriguez guy that they brought up, he pitched, and then he sat down for an hour and a half and came back, warmed up, said, I want to go again, and completed his time out there. So that was great to save their bullpen some innings like that. Christian Yelich, two home runs. He was like 2 for 34. He's been in a real slump. So he got a hold of it twice last night. One was a three-run home run to start the game off for top of the first inning. And Joey Ortiz, another guy who really needed some help when it came to the bat, he got a home run as well. So that series continues tonight. Four-game series. And then they're home on Monday afternoon on Memorial Day at American Family Field against the Boston Red Sox. And throwing out the first pitch will be Jordan Love.
Oh, very cool.
That's awesome. Speaking of football, the NFL owners met this week. The big news was the tush push. It sounds like that's still going to be in line for this year, Mike.
Yeah, the question was, should we ban the Philadelphia Eagles tush push where, you know, the quarterback lines up and guys from behind him are pushing him in. Their offensive line does such a great job of getting really low leverage. And the vote was 22-10. It came short of two votes of banning the play. And, you know, I never thought, and by the way, the Packers, it was not their idea to kill it. That was widely reported, and I understand why. So, you know, we went to Philadelphia to cover the Packers losing to the Eagles, by the way, by the same score, 22-10. Eagles went on, they played the Commanders, then they went to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl, and we're down at Combine in February, and the word is, yeah, that some teams are gathered, they're going to bring up a measure to kill the tush push, to ban it from football, and that the people that are behind this are the Green Bay Packers. So we're sitting down with Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, in a conference room with about 12 reporters sitting around the table. He comes and sits down next to me, and I say, so, like, you know, this is like on Twitter. Like, so is it true that you guys are filing a report where you want to ban, you know, the Eagles tush push? Yeah, you know, I haven't really looked at it. He said, there's a report from the league that says that this could cause catastrophic injury. But, you know, that's really all I know about it right now. Okay. So then, somebody catches Mark Murphy, the president and CEO, in the hallway, and he goes, wasn't me. Like, huh? So this is like, so Matt LaFleur is the one that filed this? Like, who is this Matt LaFleur, and what have you done with the one that we've known the last 6-7 years? And so the next time we have a chance to talk to Matt LaFleur is at the next owners' meeting. And it's like he's a robot, like he's reading off a card. Well, you know, it's a rugby-style play, and, you know, pushing from behind used to be illegal in the league, and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, and then someone asked him, so did you write the proposal? No, we have people far smarter than me to do things like that. Like, it didn't add up. And I just thought, it doesn't sound like that. And when you hear that there was a health official from the league's office in New York, they wrote up a report that said, hey, you know, we're liable with this thing. Hey, if somebody breaks their neck, we could be sued for that. That's when you get the owner's attentions. When the lawyers start saying, you know, you guys could be sued for that play, I think that's, and then, and whatever, you know, then Roger Goodell must be like, hey, you know, Mark's going to retire, and we just gave them the draft. Let's have Marky do it, you know. And the reason we know this is that this past week at the latest NFL owners meetings up in Minneapolis, where they had that vote, the Lions had allegedly proposed that, you know, we'd like to change the seeding of the playoffs. So instead of, you know, being like a team like in the NFC North, where you had three teams with great records, but, you know, the Packers had a lower seed. Maybe we should just judge by, you know, your overall win-loss record as to what seed you are if you make it into the playoffs. Well, they voted that down, and the president of the Lions, Ron Wood, said to a reporter, yeah, we were kind of nudged by the league on that. So Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio got on the horn, and they got somebody from the Packers to say that same thing was due. It really wasn't our idea. The league asked us to pitch that at the next meeting. So that's what that's all about.
That's how that weird? Yes, it is weird.
Yeah.
But not surprising, I guess. We're also talking football today, Mike, with the Jordan Love Celebrity Softball Game in Grand Chute tonight. And you're going to be going to that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been going on over 25 years now. Brett started it. It was his. And they'll have the offense against the defense playing a softball game. They've added a home run derby to it, and that's tonight, and it's to fund the Jordan Love Hands for Love Foundation, something he started about a year or two ago. You know, his father was a police officer in Bakersfield, California, and a sergeant, a coach, a deacon, but he was having some heart troubles, took a medication, had an adverse reaction to it. You know, some of these medicines, you say, if you have suicidal thoughts, well, he ended up committing suicide, and Jordan was like 13, 14 years old. And so this foundation is to fund, to help kids, if they need help, to be involved in sports or some sort of team activity, you know, choir, theater, anything, band. But if there's a underprivileged kid that like that, so it's all kinds of things that he's touches on, mental illness, the and helping out kids as students, and that's what that money goes to. And so he does football camps for that, and then he's got he's now taking over the softball game. And he's going to have Matthew Golden out there, their number one pick, the wide receiver, as one of the players. And so they'll have some players you'll know from both the offense and the defense playing softball. So it's at the Timber Rattler Stadium in Grand Chute, the Home Run Derby. They open the gates at 5 o'clock to start letting people in. The Derby's at 6 o'clock, Home Run Derby, and then the game starts at 7:05 tonight.
I bet that's fun, because these guys are all just world-class athletes. I'm guessing they all can play some softball, too, can't they?
Yeah, I've been to this thing maybe a dozen times or so, and the farthest home run I ever hit, John Runyon, was John Runyon, a right guard who's now playing for the Giants. He crushed this thing. It went out over to the left field, over the left field wall, over the suites that they have in left field now at that stadium, over the trees in the woods. I think it might be 500 feet. I mean, it was just a rocket. The ball went over into the woods. It was softball, of course.
Yeah.
But, man, did he crush that one, yeah.
Yeah, that still took some effort to get it out there. So, yeah, all right. And then, of course, a little talk about Giannis again this week. That's getting kind of old, and it's just beginning, right?
You know, and I just saw some kind of bogus report today. Like, you know, there's all this stuff that's on the Internet. And you know, if it's not ESPN or the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or The Athletic, you know, if it's not from one of those writers, then it's these people are just sitting home with their own blogs, and someone wrote a headline, you know, hey, there's interest that Giannis could be talking to Golden State and playing with Steph Curry, and then they based it on something I actually tweeted. And by the way, it happened that Giannis went to the Google convention where they unveil new products and softwares, kind of like Steve Jobs used to do with the iPhone every year. And he was in San Francisco at a high-tech show, and you know, and getting some new toys, and as a guest speaker, that's it. And so, he was 40 miles away from the Bay Area, but they're making it out like, well, maybe he's going to San Francisco. So you know, there are those kinds of rumors, but it is true that with Damian Lillard out for the next year or so, and the situations they've got with Brooke Lopez and the rest of their roster. Maybe this is the time where Giannis says, you know, maybe I'd be better off if you moved me. But the owners of the league are pretty adamant. The owners of the team, Wes Edens, you know, Jimmy Haslam, who owns the Browns, they've got a new hotel going up. They've got restaurants in the Deer District to think about. There are no way they want to lose season ticket holders right now at five serve form over the next couple of years. And you know, Giannis is the ticket.
Yep, no doubt. All right, Mike, we've taken enough of your time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that game tonight.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate that. Take care.
You bet. Mike Clemens talking sports with us on a Friday.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're up to 50 degrees this morning. It's time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story on WRCO.
Now, the rest of the story. Since his days as a Cub reporter for the Chicago Tribune, Melville Stone wanted a newspaper of his own. And now he had one, or at least the beginnings of one. Christmas Day, 1875, he made the announcement publicly. Chicago's new newspaper would begin daily publication on January 1, and it did. That first day, 9,000 copies were sold, and yes, that was exceptional for all those years ago. Within a week, Mr. Stone actually had to refuse advertising. No room for more ads in the fledgling publication. And I'll tell you why the paper was so successful so soon. Its price. While other newspapers were selling for 5 cents a copy, Melville Stone's newspaper was selling for a penny. And so had publisher Stone outdone his competitors. He provided the same news for 5 times less. He had considered the idea of a penny paper for many years. He'd conducted surveys. He'd even published a test newspaper for several months called the Herald, penny priced. And it was a success. So it was with great confidence that Mr. Stone embarked upon this revolutionary penny newspaper project. He'd anticipated everything, but one thing. A citywide penny shortage. He'd barged into a world of nickel newspapers with a newspaper that sold for a penny and was initially enormously successful, but then as Mr. Stone sought to increase the circulation of his publication, he found that there were just so many pennies to go around in Chicago. Not enough for him to expand his newspaper beyond the beginning stages. So the publisher set out to make pennies popular. He set out to make pennies popular so that everyone would carry pennies with which to purchase his newspaper. You know, publisher Melville Stone was only 27 years old at the time. But that penny newspaper of his would continue to be published for more than 100 years. You may recall that Melville Stone also founded and was for many years general manager of the Associated Press. But this, surely you never knew. Melville Stone's original plan to popularize pennies. You see, folks rarely needed a denomination of currency smaller than a nickel back then. Because merchandise was evenly priced. 50 cents, 60 cents, a dollar, $2. It was Melville Stone who went around convincing Chicago merchants that 49 cents sounded much less expensive than 50, and that 99 cents sounded much less expensive than a dollar. So it was publisher Stone who gave merchants the idea of bargain pricing at a penny less. And he even ordered barrels from the U.S. Mint for the merchants to make that penny change for customers. Of course, that left every customer in every store in Chicago with at least one penny in his pocket with which to purchase, conveniently, Melville Stone's penny newspaper. And that's how odd-priced bargains began. Not to sell merchandise, but to sell the Chicago Daily News. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Fresh in the Country today is sponsored by Julie Caron, State Farm Insurance. We have a few brand new ones, and we'll look at the most played country song in the land coming up before 9. Also, right around the bend, our trivia question of the day. Here's a new one from Dylan Marlowe.
Baby, what you say we take a ride down that dirt road? Look at that farm again. dream about building that house by the wide oak, stocking that pond with fish. Me missing you at home and being gone on the road, it's gonna pay off someday. Oh, might not look like it right now, but me and God got some bigger plans. Oh, let's pull over for a minute so you can take a second and baby close your eyes and picture.
WRCO and Picture Perfect. Brand new from Megan Maroney and Kenny Chesney.
Five girls in the mirror putting makeup on. There's boys downstairs playing drinking songs. Circled up round a hand-me-down guitar. Singing, oh. Brand new boots that were about to break in. Bought some nosebleed seats. Summer money well spent. Parking lot, take a shot, steal a kiss, and we're ready to go. Checking 10 in my own dressing room. Going around the world with the king in no shoes. Singing, oh.
Can't tell you how fast time's gonna fly by. Keep your heart on your sleeve and your chin held high. Baby, hold on tight. Don't let go.
We were so alive, I swear that night there was magic in the air.
brand new from Megan Maroney and Kenny Chesney on WRCO Radio. Our trivia question of the day today, which can net you some great prizes each and every Monday through Friday. But today, in particular, you could be in the running for some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe if you're the quickest caller to get through the line with the correct answer this time. The question, yeah, here it is. If you have one of these, you'll open it approximately 1,500 times this year. If you have one of these, you'll open it approximately 1,500 times this year. 608-647-4155. Good luck.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We have found our winner. We have given away, we have gifted the cookies today. Way to go, Mark Noble. He knew the right answer. We had lots of guesses for our quiz this morning. The most common answer was refrigerator. Another common answer was laptop. And another answer was the car trunk. They were getting closer. Supposedly, if you have one of these, you'll open it approximately 1,500 times this year. Your garage. The garage door, that is the correct answer. And you're probably saying, well, I opened mine more than that. Maybe less, but I guess on average, that's about what it is. Lots of wear and tear on the garage door there. So 1,500 times a year, and Mark knows, and he is the winner. And he'll have more friends now because he has cookies from Christie's Sunnyside in Richland Center.
Baby, come over tonight. Let's just act like nothing's wrong. Yeah, we can put off goodbye. Forget about getting gone. And when we're ready to try, we'll pour our drink twice as strong. But we got plenty of time, girl, we can always move on.
One of these days, your car won't have no dust from my driveway. You'll stop leaving reasons to come back to my place. Won't be a trace you were ever here. Picture frames all disappear. One of these days, it's sad but true. It's gonna take some getting used to until we do, yeah. things worse. Maybe it'll make things hurt. But so what? Everything we gotta lose, we already lost it. It's sad but true, you can't always find somebody new until you do. Yeah. Baby, come over tonight. Let's just act like nothing's wrong. Yeah, we can put off goodbye, forget about getting gone. And when we're ready to try, we'll pour our drink twice as strong. But we got plenty of time. Girl, we can always get over each other like we don't even know one another. Till then, why don't we just sip on this bottle?
Brand new from Cole Swindell, We Can Always Move On here in WRCO. Reminding you that American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 in Richland Center will be at area businesses for Poppy Day today. Help support your veterans and families by donating. And then wear that poppy proudly.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
For over a decade, Willow Valley UMC has nurtured children's faith in God with GIG, or Growing in God, every Wednesday night starting with dinner at 5:15.
Hi, I'm Mason. Come to GIG and have fun with us.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Coming up our 9 o'clock news update, and then we'll have a couple of subjects on the morning show, kicking it off with our good buddy, the mayor of Cazenovia, Mr. Jeff Even. We'll see what's going on in Cazenovia. He's got the scoop. He's got all the gossip. That's coming up here, and then we'll also talk about Senior Life Solutions at the Richland Hospital. Important reminder during May Mental Health Month. That's next hour right here. The most played country songs across the land include Kane Brown and Backseat Driver, Megan Maroney, Am I Okay, and Jason Aldean, Whiskey Drink, all moving and grooving in the top five, but holding them at bay in number one tune this week for Morgan Wallen.
You say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? See yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Number one this week, Morgan Wallen, and I'm the problem. Yes, I am. Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later with some community conversation on the morning show from WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 52 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now threatening to put a 25% tariff on Apple products unless, he writes on social media, iPhones are manufactured in the United States. The threat could dramatically increase the price of iPhones, potentially hurting the profits of one of the country's most successful technology companies. President Trump also threatening the European Union with 50% tariffs beginning on June 1st because, he writes, trade talks are stuck, stock futures plummeting on all that. A fifth round of nuclear negotiations underway between the U.S. and Iran, the talks happening in Rome. Memorial Day travel underway. 40 million people could be on American roads this weekend.
According to the experts over at INRIX, the time to drive is before 11 a.m. 12 to 8 p.m. today, expected to be the worst times on the road in terms of traffic.
ABC's Matt Rivers. Memorial service held last night.